This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Apple has announced a $1 billion fund to create manufacturing jobs in the U.S. No president has ever reversed another's national monument designation, but President Trump has signed an executive order that may be illegal, giving the states the right to review such designations. Controversy is centered around Bears Ears in Utah, which Trump may not understand is already federal land. Of 21 enforcement actions announced by the watchdog agency thus far in 2017, one-third have been challenged. The CFPB, Consumer Federal Financial Protection Bureau, said those seven challenges have already exceeded the number last year when the Bureau brought 36 enforcement cases and faced six challenges, according to data compiled by Christopher Peterson, a University of Utah law professor. February protest in Bucharest, Romania, against pardons for bribe-taking drew more than 500,000 people, the country's largest protest since the fall of communism more than two decades ago. Government has now dropped measures that benefited corrupt officials. During Prohibition, American bootleggers used St. Pierre and Miquelon Islands off the coast of Newfoundland under French rule as a hub for smuggling Canadian liquor into the U.S. Polls in France find that the aggressive and bitter tone of the French presidential candidates hurt Marine Le Pen the worst, with 63% of television viewers finding that her opponent Macron had carried the day, and that she had revealed her essential self had not changed from far-right reputation carried by her party. One out of five children in New York City is blocked from using library cards because of unpaid fines. St. Louis's embattled minimum wage hike will take effect following a two-year legal fight over the city's efforts to require employees to pay workers at least $10 an hour. A circuit court judge lifted an injunction that had blocked a 2015 ordinance from becoming law. The city's minimum wage will rise again in January to $11 per hour, significantly higher than Missouri's $7.70 minimum. The increase is expected to give an immediate raise to roughly 35,000 workers. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.